Hi everyone, Pete and I are back with our third podcast. Today we're going to go over our daily blog post from this past week. And we talk about a lot of topics here at Website Magazine, e-commerce, design, search, social, among others, anything that has to do with the internet, websites, what have you. And we put out a lot of good stuff. So we don't want you to miss any of it. So here's a quick recap. Pete is going to walk us through it. Pete, what happened in e-commerce this week?
Yeah, obviously one of our biggest topics, and you know, we produce the E-Commerce Express newsletter on every Monday. You know, I think what really stood out this week is a contributed piece from Sean Chapman on what retailers should know about infinite scrolling. It's actually a design practice where kind of items are continually loaded on the page and there's never an end. So we really kind of get Chapman really gets into the details of why that's important and what that does to the user experience. So really an interesting read for sure. And then the other really kind of really big story is, at least to me and a lot of e-commerce advertisers, is that Channel Advisor is now supporting or it's enabling its users to get their products listed on Jet, which is this really cool new membership-based e-commerce marketplace that isn't even actually released yet. So I think Channel Advisor really is showing that they're on top of the game, and this is going to be really interesting to see what Jet's going to do in the space for sure.
Okay, cool. So if you're an e-tailer, retailer, get signed up on Jet because they are doing that, and that's going to be interesting. Another hot topic in the community is design, and we talk about that a lot. So what did we talk about this week?
Yeah, you know, the other we do these newsletters every week, but, you know, we're really fortunate to have an opportunity to present some really interesting articles from some really great thought leaders in our industry. So one of the most viewed items this week at Website Magazine was from entrepreneur growth hacker Jack Dean on the why and the how of using customer feedback to influence web design. You know, sometimes it's...
Yeah, there's a lot of tools out there that cater to that.
Yeah, so they talk a lot about, you know, design by committee and if that's the best approach and you know, and provide some guidance on how to do that. So really interesting stuff there. And then another really, I think, useful article is, I wrote this one, but it's on useful tools to help kind of webmasters optimize the onboarding process. And what onboarding is obviously getting new users into the service and using it. Which is really sometimes tough to do. So there's lots of services out there that enable anyone to do this, but there are also some standalone scripts that come in really handy if you want to build it yourself. So I think definitely something you want to check out.
Yeah, definitely. What's one of your favorite tools?
One of my favorite tools, geez, there's so many, but there's a great little product from Zurb, which is kind of like a design agency house that always releases these open source scripts. It's called Joyride, which is really, really interesting and really beautiful and elegant. And I think it's, if I had to focus on a do-it-yourself onboarding initiative, it would be definitely an option for me.
What was the name of that one again? I didn't get that quite clearly.
It's the script itself is called Joyride. It's from Zurb, Z-U-R-B, which is the company that makes it.
Oh, yeah, so definitely check that out. How about search? Search is always changing and evolving. What do we talk about this week when it comes to search?
Yeah, we talk about some of the kind of likely what will be the core themes in SEO this year. And Travis Bliffen really did a great job for us profiling eight things that he thinks are really going to influence success in 2015. He talks about the use of schema markup, the role of traffic diversification, not kind of putting all your eggs in one basket, yeah. And this kind of this perpetual thought of, you know, the use of social media in branding. So he really kind of covers a lot of things, and it's a good article for sure.
Awesome. Anything else?
We're getting a lot of interest in questions about the knowledge graph from, you know, Google's knowledge graph. And, you know, late last week, Google kind of made an enhancement to its approach to the knowledge graph and is now enabling musicians and kind of venues to use schema markup to show events in the knowledge graph, so on the search results. So I think a really big thing, and I really think it's indicative of the direction that Google's headed in terms of enabling websites that sort of take control over a little bit of the information that they're providing.
Yeah, I love the knowledge graph. It's something I've been obsessed with ever since they've announced it. I love its integration with Google Now. Really, really useful. So if I were an SEO, somebody that does this every day, and I want my info appearing on the Knowledge Graph, how do I approach that?
I think you do your research at a website like Website Magazine starting off. I think we have a lot of great content about that very topic. But I think my first bit of guidance would be to figure out what's possible, you know, like what kind of information can you mark up that has the potential to appear in the Knowledge Graph. And then the other is to simply execute, and you know, there are a lot of software systems out there that enable people to do this automatically, and there's also some tools to help you create these individual markup units individually, so that's really important. But again, I think in the end it's really important just to measure how effective you are. If you're going to do it, you have to be committed to measuring the result, and I think those are some good tips to get started for sure.
Right, and it's moving on from search. Yeah, I had a really great conversation last week about new TLDs, top-level domains. Any new news in that space?
Yeah, we produced a video about that.
That's available on our YouTube channel, by the way.
That's right. Yeah, lots of big news. I think it's a really, again, you know, what we said in the video is that it's a really dynamic space and lots of things are happening in there, and that's really cool. And it just kind of continually happens. News kind of continually happens. So VeriSign released their domain name industry brief this week. You know, there's roughly, you know, 186 million active domains, which is really fantastic. Donuts, which is one of the big registrars right now, registries right now, won the rights to .cafe. Afilius won the right to .bet or .bet. It also owns .casino and some other gaming-related extensions, which is really interesting. And then I think what was really interesting to me was the Name Hero, another kind of small registrar. They announced their decision to accept Bitcoin as a means for payment of domain registrations, which I think is really kind of interesting in the world of domains for sure.
Yeah, Bitcoin is one of those topics we really need to get into because that is beyond interesting, and I know I could use some more information about that. But hey, moving on, social. Social is such a huge part of the internet, you can't neglect it. I know we put out some quality content about that this week. What do you got?
Snapchat is really one of the kind of the big news of the week. They kind of redesigned their app, and it dropped some things and it added some things, both of which drew some attention, a lot of attention really. The first thing is that they removed the best friends feature. I'm not a regular Snapchat user, but it really kind of caused an uproar amongst the portion of their audience. So really interesting. I'm curious to see if that will force a decline in usage. It's a very popular app, obviously, but you know what I think they're kind of designing themselves as a more of a content discovery engine, or what they want to do that. So you know they're kind of importing in content from some big names like CNN and you know all these others. I don't know if that's again appropriate for the audience. We'll see. I think they might be making some missteps, this early in the game, which is not a good sign at all. I think the other really important item from this week in terms of social is that Pinterest is really trying to prove it's for men too. And in many ways, its timing is perfect. The Super Bowl's coming up, you know, this weekend, and you know, really interested to see, you know, if anybody's going to use Pinterest, at least any man's going to use Pinterest during that. But you know, kind of really interesting. I think it's an initiative, really, to get more men involved, and time will tell if it's effective.
Hey, that's funny you say that, because didn't we have a prediction in the January issue about NFL players Pinteresting? So that's going to be pretty awesome, right?
That's right. Our jokes are coming true. It's wonderful.
All right, let's get into talking about software. Any updates, any cool things happening in that space?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think you know we've been telling people that CRM's a really big deal for a long time, and I think now you have almost no reason not to give it a try. There's tons of open source CRM out there, but one of the most interesting software companies out there is Zoho, and they just expanded their free edition, and it's now available for up to 10 users absolutely free, which is really amazing because it's a great piece of software, and it's a really easy to use and integrates with lots of other products. Really, really, really a classy outfit, and I think, you know, it's something that really should capture the attention of those enterprises that don't use CRM right now.
That's great news for businesses just starting out, actually.
Yeah, great, sure. And the other one, I think, you know, I'm a big believer in agencies and and kind of independent designers and freelancers to use as many private label products as possible. And StreamSend, an email marketing service, has just released a white label product, and it, you know, it enables them to put their own branding on the back end of these social media platforms and email platforms, and it's a big opportunity to increase revenue. So that's definitely something I would advise, you know, everybody just to look at, because those options are out there for sure.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I can see agencies and resellers really taking advantage of that. That's very cool that they're doing that. And finally, let's talk about the mobile space, my favorite space. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's actually my least favorite space, so I'm glad that this balances out, Abdul. So, you know, it's really a disruptive thing to the web, I think, as a whole. But we're paying attention to it. You know, apps are a really big part of the digital experience today for consumers and businesses, obviously. So, you know, we really try to do our best to keep an eye on, you know, kind of things that would be really useful to the digitally minded enterprise. So that's what we're really kind of interested in. What really impressed me this week is a new tool from SimilarWeb, which is called App Engagement Insights. And what it shows is how many users have a specific application installed and how many of those users are using it each day. For me, it's a game changer if I'm building an app, because it'll enable me to prioritize features that are sort of in line with users' expectations. So again, if you're building an app, this is something that you definitely need.
That is awesome. That's a lot that we covered today. So yeah, if you guys aren't following our blog yet, I'm going to link to it below so you can check it out. I'm also going to link to all the articles that we talked about. Pete, any last words? Any last words to our audience for this video?
Yeah, thanks. Good clarification. I think, you know, there's stuff every day at the magazine, so you definitely want to check it out. You want to follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, actually, too, and Google+, if anybody uses that. Yes, I hope you do. So, you know, definitely do that. Follow us on social. Sign up for the newsletters, and here's to your accelerated pursuit of success.
Awesome, Pete. Thank you very much. Again, that was Peter Prestipino, our editor-in-chief, bringing an update on what was happening on our blog this week. Like he said, follow us, check us out, sign up for our newsletters. All the spaces we talked about, we have specific newsletters that go out every week for those. So if you're not interested in getting a bunch of stuff you're not interested in, you can sign up for a newsletter that you are interested in and get updated that way. Again, Abdul Omer and Peter Prestipino, we're signing off. We'll see you next time. Thanks.